Thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Yes, Wendy. My name is Laura Garcia. And I have to dispute a charge that you've been putting into my credit card since December of last year.
Goodness. Okay, let me get that account pulled up here. May I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
78213.
Thank you. And just for security purposes, could you verify your address for me, please, ma'am?
218 Sheffield, S-H-E-F-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see the account here. It seems that you've been set up with our monthly VIP membership. You're charged $49.99 each month, and you receive a $100 gift code to purchase items off of our website at elite14.com. You weren't aware of the program?
No one told me. I did bought some medication, and I did bought something from Keto, but never to be paying $49.99 a month.
Okay, okay, it looks like it. Yeah, it originated back late December, and it started out as a 2-for-24 deal for leggings. And then once you sign up for the 2-for-24 on the leggings, you're enrolled in the VIP membership where you get
which
the monthly 100.
I never received the leggings.
Did you ever go to our website and use your gift code to pick out which ones you wanted?
No. I never ordered anything.
Oh, goodness. Okay. You didn't do a 2-for-24 where you would receive two pairs of leggings for $24?
No. Mm-mm. I know I saw them, but I didn't choose to buy it.
Okay, so you did sign up, but you didn't choose which ones you wanted and never received anything?
No. I did not sign for it. I look at it to see what they were, but I never signed for it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, this is an account that was actually set up. I mean, you'd actually have to, you know, go through putting in your name and address and card information and all of that to set up an account.
I did not put a card information in there. I know I put my name so they can let me see what it was. I do remember doing that, but I never say accept it. I get out of there,
okay,
and I never did it. And I never received the leggings either.
Right, yeah. In order to receive the leggings, you have to go to the website and use the gift code that's provided. And then you
in
get
order
to pick out
do
which
that,
one you want.
And why did you sign me for something that I didn't say yes?
Well, I mean, like
I mean,
said, in order for
realize,
this to be...
Do you realize that you've been charging me, and this is a fraud? From over 8 months.
Right, I understand. That's why I was saying that.
Not received it.
Right, and I fully understand, Ms. Garcia, and I'm going to see what I can do to help you out with this. I'm sorry. Go
it's
ahead.
It's not
ma'am.
Just on this account. You have sent me in another account for the same, in another Visa.
Another. Oh, really? You've been charged on two separate cards?
Yes, sweetheart.
Oh, wow. So there were two. Okay, so
yes,
let's see. So this account.
Look at me. And you have two accounts. The other one is the Sam's account, which I already called them and told them to. And I was about to call Disney, also Chase, to dispute these charges. But I wanted to see what is it that you were charging me.
Right.
So now I want to
know.
Which is the other one that I will be disputing on Sam's? I can tell you, on Sam's, they started on, let me see which day it was, so you can see, because I have all my statements in here. And the Sam's is being, the Sam's is being, in December, no, in January, January the 4th for $28.99, and day after $49.99.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, what did I put on that on Sam's too?
Okay. Let me pull that one up as well, because the one that I have pulled up is for a MasterCard ending in 5474. So let me see if I see the other account that you have.
That's the
Sam's. Okay.
That's the MasterCard.
And
the one
see.
I was calling one.
Oh, I see that. It's a Visa 9626, right?
Correct.
Yeah. There were two separate accounts set up. If you look back on each of those cards, back on December 27th, I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
What is it that I supposed to buy?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to explain. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Back on December 27th, someone using your name, your address, signed up for the 2 for $24 leggings. They paid $24, and they did it on. Let me see. That account was done on the Sam's card. And then on January the 4th, someone went back to our website and signed up for the same program again using the other card. I mean, we don't have any way of knowing your card information. Someone has to actually go to our website or to an advertisement and fill in that information physically. So, you know, it was done by someone that has access to your information. And now I do fully understand that you've already contacted one of the card companies and you intend to contact the other one. I'm going to go on ahead and make sure that this account gets canceled out here for you and see what I can do to help you out on my end. But yes, ma'am, there were two separate accounts set up.
So the $49.99 are for what?
That gives you a $100 gift code that customers are supposed to use to go to our website and purchase leggings. You get $100 every month. Yes, ma'am. It's $100 in the gift code to use on our website every month.
Oh, that's great.
And that's what you've been being billed for. Yes, ma'am. So bear with me just a moment. I'll need to go through a couple of things here and see what we can do as far as getting this credited back to you.
The leggings too, credit to my account, because how in the world I never receive anything.
Right, I understand. Yeah, you know, is your email address, let me pull it back up, cadillolvg@yahoo.com?
LBG?
VG, like Victor.
Uh-huh.
Is that your email address? Okay.
Yes,
so we've been sending you an email every month. If you look back in your history, you should see an email from Elite 14 that has a gift code in it, and that's what we've been sending every month we charged you. That's the gift code that's supposed to be used on
the
website.
No wonder I said, what is this
items.
For? Yeah, I
yeah,
have seen
yeah,
it.
I
have seen that you put me something and I say, I don't even know what a light means. What is this for?
Oh, so you've seen the emails. You just didn't understand what they were for. I understand.
And that's
okay,
why I'm because finally I got your phone number. Because Disney didn't have your phone number. But Sam, finally, when I disputed, they called me back and they gave me your phone number. Because your phone number never shows on the chart.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. I'm just working on getting the account canceled out and seeing what I can do.
Oh, this is a big fraud. Big time.
Yeah, I'm not sure who got hold of your information, but someone has used it to sign up. I mean, do you have anyone that has access to your email? Because that's where the codes are sent.
No.
No?
As a matter of fact, I don't even have a phone for almost a month.
Okay, yeah, well, this has been going on. I mean, it was a monthly membership, you know, so it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, but I don't know how in the world you charge something without telling the patient or the person that you are going to do that.
it was explained on the website when the
yes.
2 for $24 program was done. It was all explained on that website, and then we send out the emails every month. So
I'm sure those little lines that you have in there that no one can see it, that's what they are. I'm sure. But never delay. I never say yes. I never receive anything. And I never agree with everything.
Okay. I understand. Yes, ma'am. And I realize that that there's obviously been some miscommunication, misunderstanding here. So, you know, we're going to see about getting it taken care of for you. I'm just trying to see what I can do here on my end as far as issuing any credit. If you just bear with me.
In one account, it's over $400. And in another account, it's almost the same. That's crazy. You owe me $800.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. I'm looking into it. I've got to contact our corporate office and get some assistance with this account. So bear with me, please, ma'am.
Okay. No. Y luego no te mandan las cosas tampoco. Digo, ¿a dónde vas a parar? Y me acuerdo haberlos visto. Me acuerdo perfectamente haber visto porque era lo que Laurita quería, que tenían aquí un poco. Y se los enseñé a Laurita. Dijo, no mami, ya los compré en Costco. Me salí y dije, nunca los compré. Nunca. Nunca puse.
I'm still here with you, Ms. Garcia. I'm just working on the account.
Okay. Y yo que pensaba que era la vitamina.
La cosa de que 2 por $24
y te dan un costo para que compres $100 que nunca compras. Exacto. Es un fraude. Yo sé que es un fraude. Y más de $400 lleva. Desde diciembre. Estamos en agosto. Y si no es porque me pongo a hablar, porque no viene el teléfono. Entonces, hablo a Disney y me dicen que no.
I'm still here with you. I appreciate your patience.
Okay. El nombre de la Wanda se llama. ¿Qué día es hoy? ¿Agosto qué?
All righty. I am going ahead and work on getting these refunds issued for you. I've got to go through them one at a time and confirm the gift code and then issue the refund and send it up to our corporate office. So it may take me just a couple minutes to get everything done, but just wanted to let you know I am working on those refunds for you, okay?
In both accounts?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to take me a few minutes, but I will definitely work through both accounts for you. And
okay. I wait for you.
So okay. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm still going to be here on the phone with you. I'm just going to be working on the account.
Okay. Hay que depositar eso. Están cobrando $16. So, si no la cerramos. No va a haber más. es el 16, no. No, porque es business. Eso es la, lo que te cobran por business. No, no hay mínimo, es business. Mínimo en las personales.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so it looks like I'm sorry, bear with me just a moment. I'm just going through everything and rambling my own in my head here.
That's okay, don't worry. I have all the time.
Okay, so you will see a total of 14 of these charges of $49.99 coming back to your card as a credit. I've still got to go through and check each code and all of that, but I didn't see any sense in making you wait. I'm taking your word for it that you, you know, have not used any of those codes yet, but I'll have to go in and confirm that, and as I'm doing that, I'll issue the refunds as I go down. But you should be expecting those within 7 to 10 business days as a credit back to both of those cards.
What about the 28 something for the ladies that I didn't receive?
Okay, let me look into those right quick here.
Because it's just, I mean, you charged me both around the same amount, 28 something.
Right, yes, ma'am. Yeah, because there were two different accounts signed up for. So let me double check those codes, and I should be able to issue credits for those as well, as long as those gift codes have not been used yet. Okay. And I certainly do apologize for the misunderstanding with that. I realize that, you know, if you did sign up for the 2 for $24, you didn't realize that it was a gift code that would have to be used, and that's why you didn't receive anything. But, yes, ma'am, I do show that none of those codes have been used, so you'll receive those two refunds back as well on each of those cards. So you'll be refunded in full.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, yes, ma'am. Would you like your confirmation number so you'll think
yes.
For your records?
I'm sorry?
Would you like your confirmation number?
Please.
Okay, it is C as in canceled, 881826.
And your name is Wendy?
Wendy, yes, ma'am.
Okay, Wendy, and today is August the 10th, so I will receive 16 chart, I mean,
total transactions, right.
Plus two extra in each one for 28 something, right?
Well, it was 14 of the $49.99 and then two of the $28.99. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
29.98 and 14 equals 49.98. Okay. Thank you, Wendy. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you for calling into Elite 14 VIP, and hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.